It is the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Wednesday morning. Sam Speck in studio, live from the KGGF studios, as we're about 15 minutes shy of the top of the hour. Joined in by 4-H's Cherry Nelson with Wildcat Extension District. Good morning, Cherry.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. As it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen you. I saw you last at the Wilson County Fair.
Yeah, we were glad to have you there in
Fredonia.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. It was kind of, again, it's an environment that I didn't grow up around, and it's neat to see all those kiddos out there, and what's even more neat is what they can produce. My goodness, some of the projects, some of the exhibits, pictures, the livestock, it's pretty exceptional. So let's talk a little bit about that. We'll start with the Wilson, because that was the one that that you happened to be at. But all of these fairs around our area starting to wrap up, I believe, countywide, they are finished for the state of Kansas, correct?
Well, pretty much. I think there may be a few county fairs still wrapping up around the state, but most of them will be wrapping up this week if they haven't already. Mm-hmm. So
wrapping up the 4-H fairs, wrapping them up, and getting into interstate fair and rodeo time next week. We'll hit on that and stuff. But let's reflect a little bit here, because it was kind of a cool moment. You know, it was things I've never seen before at the 4-H fair, and that's something that you experience almost on an every day. So we'll start with the Wilson County Fair. Give us a wrap up. Was it how did it go from start to finish? I'm sure it was busy, but you know, from start to finish, how was it?
Yeah, it's always a busy time for us 4-H agents and the 4-H families, but overall, I thought it went really well. You know, we were fortunate in Wilson and Montgomery County. The temperatures cooled down just a little bit. It wasn't 110; it was in the high 80s or low 90s. So that's always a plus. And the kids, I thought that was very successful this year. We had some great projects. Like you said, we had some fantastic projects in the buildings and the livestock projects, and I think across all of our counties we saw really good projects and good participation.
Yeah, and it was great to see the outreach as well, the community outreach. I saw a lot of people. I mean, you know, Wilson County, it's a bit up there, and of course the day that we had covered it as well, it was on a Thursday, so you know, that was kind of when everybody was getting in there, and I'm sure once Saturday rolled around they got more people. But man, when I was covering the Montgomery County Fair on Saturday, there was a lot of people there. I mean, it was a great community outreach, and it was great to see the support for the young ones, and I'm sure Fredonia on the, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday days, they picked up on traffic, didn't it?
Oh, yes. We had great crowds for all of our livestock shows, and we had great crowds coming through for the we had some stuff going on Saturday afternoon that we had people. We had an ice cream social. We probably had 200-plus people there for our ice cream social, and then we also had the pedal pull contest that the Farm Bureau sponsors. We had a good turnout for that. So we had a great turnout, and a lot of people came out and supported the kids, like you said.
Yeah, and it is pretty exceptional to go into those projects, and we'll hit on that. But you said the weather, and I'm telling you, it was beautiful on that Saturday in Montgomery County, because you're right, it was like the shade. It was like the sun didn't want to quite come out over the clouds, but it was a perfect 75, 85 degrees basically through all the morning. And the weather stayed cooperative with us. The kids, they put on some good stuff. And obviously, you know, I set up more in the exhibit area, kind of by pictures and crafts and things like that. But you know, were there a couple of standout things that you had seen at, you know, in Fredonia? You don't have to really give names. If you want to give names, let's give the shout out. But I mean, what were a couple of the standout? It could be livestock or projects, or what were a couple of the things that the kids just wowed you with?
Well, we have one young man that does woodworking, and he does some incredible projects. Last year, he made a table that he actually milled the lumber himself off of their farm. And this year, he made a cradle rocking chair. It was a rocking chair that's connected to a cradle. His older sister is getting ready to have her first baby, and he made that for her. And it was just absolutely beautiful craftsmanship. And he just does fantastic work. And it's incredible to me, the patience and the time that some of these kids put into these projects. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and the skill and the hand-eye coordination as well, because, I mean, it's tedious, and woodworking is, you know, I don't want to say it's one and you get one chance, but really, you know, when you're working on a piece and it cracks or it does something, you got to start over. So that is patience. That is an amount of, you know, patience that I don't think I could you know, get myself up to, no doubt.
I don't think I could do it either, Sam, so don't feel bad. But these kids do incredible things.
And how old was he?
He is 16.
Jeez, milling his own and then putting it together. And that's pretty cool how he put it together for his sister and things like that. So I'm guessing, did he get the...
He got the grand champion on that project, yes. Yeah. And it was a beautiful project, and his sister was thrilled with it.
Yeah. No,
she's really excited.
It was neat to see all these projects. It was also really neat to see the kids. We had spoken off-air as well, kind of about this young man I had seen for livestock. I mean, he had a goat that he was showing, and it ran away. It got away from him, and he got upset, and... You know, you get to see it on a first-hand basis, almost on a daily basis, you know, even especially around this time of the year. These kids, you know, it really is kind of a, you know, heartfelt, dedicated, but really passionate time. And it's really, you know, eye-opening to see, especially at kids with such a young age.
Yeah, I think these kids really put their heart and soul into all of their projects. But I think livestock projects in particular, these kids, you know, they kind of get attached to their animals and they've worked really hard. And then something happens, and like you said, the goat got away, and it didn't go as planned.
Yep.
And but you said the young man said he's going to be back bigger and better next year.
Exactly,
and he's ready to go.
That was the best part of it. As tragic as the look on his face was, you know, and you had to only feel. He was more excited to get back out there and do it again. And I think that speaks for 4-H in its whole is, you're not going to win them all. But at the same time, it's about, you know, finding that small victory and growing on or, you know, growing off of the loss as well. So
exactly. And, you know, I always tell kids sometimes you learn a lot more from those losses than you learn from winning. And, you know, that's hard to swallow. But, you know, life is going to throw you curveballs, and you might as well get used to it.
Certainly. Yeah, that's a big thing. So as these countywide, especially, you know, Wilson County, Montgomery County, 4-H fairs, they're all wrapped up. But we've got the Interstate Fair and Rodeo coming up next week, I believe. So Wilson County doesn't do too much in direct correlation, but I know 4-H has some stuff involved with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. So explain kind of what you guys do up there. Is it just exhibits? Is it more just kind of, you know, just kind of dive into it?
The 4-H also has exhibits at the Interstate Fair. They have a 4-H division, so all the indoor exhibits, you can go in. The kids have 4-H projects in there. They'll also have a lot of livestock here. So livestock tends to be the focus with the fair and rodeo, but the indoor projects will be there, photos, clothing, you know, foods, all of that good stuff. Just like you saw at the county fair, you'll see it at the Interstate Fair as well.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited for that and excited to be a part of it as well. I believe here as a station we will be doing something with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, so I'll have to get out there and see again the some of the production that these kids, and again you look down and you say, wow, he's 7 years old or she's 9 years old, and put that together. It's amazing. It is really amazing. It opened my eyes especially. So real quick, as we're speaking with Cherry Nelson, 4-H agent from the K-State Wildcat Extension District, you had mentioned a little bit coming up for 4-H as well. Speaking of different contests, this has nothing to do with the fair, but you guys got contests of your own.
Yeah, there's several state contests coming up. We'll have some, we have a lot of kids from the district headed to Manhattan next weekend, not this coming Saturday, but the following weekend. We'll have the state horticulture judging contest. For anybody that doesn't know what that is, horticulture is the study of plants. And so the kids they have a lot of identification classes. They have to identify seeds, they have to identify plants, leaves, trees, all kinds of different things. And so we have a couple of, we have about 12 kids going up to do horticulture judging. And then we also have the state livestock sweepstakes contest, which consists of a livestock judging contest. There'll be a quiz bowl, a skill-a-thon, and meats judging contest. And that's all going on in Manhattan next weekend. And last year, Wildcat District won the sweepstakes for the state. But so we're hoping to go back and defend our title. That's a tough thing. It's, you know, those contests are all different, and they teach the kids a lot about just decision making. You know, livestock judging, you know, you have to decide which one you're going to place and why, and then you have to tell somebody why you did it that way. And the skill-a-thon, you know, combines a test along with their knowledge of maybe how to give a shot for to an animal, or how to, you know, decipher different things. So it's there's a lot to it, and these kids have worked hard getting ready for it.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we can dig into in the 8 o'clock hour as well. It's just kind of more of exactly what they do in these, you know, contests and courses and things like that. Because, you know, you had mentioned with the horticulture aspect, there's identifying seeds, and you know, listen to Jacob Weber talk, and it's unbelievable how much knowledge that he actually has, and how much, mm-hmm. you know, learning that there is to, you know, and I'm sure Jacob doesn't certainly know everything out there. You know, there is so much more to learn, and to be, you know, to be in those contests, it does take quick decision making. It does kind of take that on the spot, you know, tough questions to be answered, and sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. But that is, if I've ever learned anything about being in the radio, is being thrown into the fire. Sometimes it is the best way to learn. You know, if you just kind of get yourself inserted into a situation, if you win or you fail, you're going to learn by the end of it, no doubt about it.
That's right. Sometimes, you know, learning on the go, I think, is the best bet, and it's the exciting thing about some of these state contests that we have coming up. So.
Gotcha. Cherry Nelson and now Katie Townsend in with us. But Katie, you it was like perfect timing. We're actually going to have to sneak away for a commercial break. But Katie, thanks for spending some time with us. We'll check in with you in the 8 o'clock hour. Again, that's Cherry Nelson, Katie Townsend coming up here in just a few moments as we continue on with our Wildcat Wednesday. We'll talk more on these 4-H contests getting in coming up after the break.